This is Daim Shabazz of Chestrum. We're in St. Louis, Missouri at the 2015 Sinkfield Cup. And we're actually going into the seventh round. There's a tie for first with Magnus Carlsen and Lavon Aronian. They're on 4 out of 6. And then there are 3 players that are tied one half point behind. I have with me Jennifer Shahade, who is one of the commentators. And I'm sure she's garnered a lot of fan support doing these different tournaments. First of all, I want to ask you, how are you enjoying this tournament so far?
Oh, it's fantastic because nobody knows who's going to win. So it's so very different from last year where Fabiano Caruana was sweeping the field, which was also amazing and historic. This is the exact opposite type of tournament and drama, though.
So we know you as a chess commentator and also a player for a very long time, but you're not playing as much these days. You're also in the poker world. How do you find it to balance these two very interesting sports?
I think it's actually great because usually my friends in poker are really interested in chess, and my friends in chess are interested in poker. So I kind of feel that by being so immersed in both games, I'm popularizing both of them. And the thing that I always miss when I play too much poker is the kids and the scholastics, because that's the beautiful part about chess, that every age can play. That cross-generational aspect of it is super cool. Of course, one of the things I like about poker is the glamour. There's great parties and there's a lot of potential to win big money, and there's lots of interesting people in it, but you can't go in and inspire young kids. So when I get back to chess, that's always the aspect I'm really excited about.
So you mean to tell me they don't have scholastic poker?
No, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Okay, well, the Millionaire Chess Open is coming up in a couple of months. And, of course, that's going to be also very exciting. Are you looking forward to that? And what are some of the things that you think we should look for in terms of the field?
I think Millionaire Chess is awesome because all the things I just said about how chess is so wonderful because of the cross-generational element, cross-gender. The only thing that's missing, in my opinion, is that glamour that poker has. And bringing such a massive tournament to Vegas with big guaranteed prize money is exactly what we need. And yeah, some of the players involved this year, like Fabi and Naka, will of course bring it to the next level in terms of strength as well. So get a bit more of the street cred at the top level.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that this tournament is moving chess in the right direction in terms of popularizing and making it mainstream, so to speak?
Yes, both the Millionaire Chess and all the events happening in St. Louis. I'm actually doing an event that combines chess and poker directly over in the Isle of Man, which is in PokerStars headquarters. We actually have a combination chess and poker tournament. So in general, I think that chess is moving in the right direction with our charismatic world champion, Magnus Carlsen, with all the amazing events in St. Louis, with Millionaire Chess, with PokerStars getting more involved in chess, and also with all the really super talented kids. I get to interact and hear about them. I sometimes help Greg with the U.S. Chess Pool, the girls' editions, and then I always hear about the other ones he's hosting, and it really is exciting to hear him talk about how each generation of kids, or each year of kids, is getting like stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. And more promising.
Well, the last question, because I know you have to go, the idea of girls and women in chess, that's an issue that is very close to your heart and you have very strong views about it. And it's still an issue that is being discussed and debated. Nigel Short, of course, wrote the New in Chess article that reinvigorated the debate. What is your view on that issue in terms of girls and women maybe not sticking with chess as long, and some of the things that can be done in order to ensure that they stick with it longer?
Well, I think that people need to understand that right now there are so many opportunities in chess that you can make a career of it. A lot of girls are so smart who get to master at a young age that I think they realize the other opportunities in life and kind of withdraw from chess and focus on them. But right now we're in such a great time for chess where it's so likely to explode in the next 10 years and there are sponsorship opportunities. So right now I would just encourage people to think big, because of course right now there's not a lot of professional female chess players in America except for Irina Krush and Anna Zatansky. But I really think there's going to be more opportunities to in the coming years. So just because nobody is doing it now doesn't mean you can't carve your own path. And so I hope that more girls who are masters at young age see it that way, because I really feel that chess is, it's not as like a big boom like maybe it was when Bobby Fischer, but I think there's like gradual progress every single year, and that there's going to be some space for chess celebrities and chess professionals in a way that we haven't really conceived before in the coming years.
Well, I think you yourself are serving as a role model in chess for girls and women, and hopefully we will see the growth in that segment for years to come, and I'm sure you'll be a part of it.
Thank you very much, and yeah, thanks for being here in St. Louis. It's wonderful, the diversity you're encouraging in chess. I think we need that across the board, you know, gender, age, race, a background. It's really important, because that's the beauty of chess. That's what really, there's so many negatives that people say about chess, that it's like too slow, it
right.
takes too long to learn, but the one thing we have that nobody else has, no other sport really has, is that it's so inexpensive and it's so accessible. Mm-hmm. And it's accessible to all ages, so that is the beauty of it, and I think people are gonna see that that asset even more in the coming years.
Well, thanks a lot for your comments. We appreciate the interview, and hope to see you at Millionaire Chess.
Yes, great. Good talking
right.
to you.
All right, thanks a lot. This is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off.